paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Poxy Pro, a veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Monday, July 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. You just heard the bottom of the hour news there by Michigan Talk Network reporting that Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out a post on social media thanking Joe Biden for his service. But she did not endorse Kamala Harris. Many Democrats have already come forward announcing their endorsement of her. Bill and Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden himself, many of the Democrat U.S. senators and U.S. congressmen, Debbie Dingell, Clyburn, on and on and on. But the people who have not endorsed her candidacy, Barack Hussein Obama, Gretchen Whitmer, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, why? Well, in the political world, people, when you get an endorsement from a person, their endorsement is their bond, is their support of you, your candidacy for the office you're running for. For example, I have personally endorsed Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for the U.S. Senate, Josh Saul for the U.S. Congress, Katie Niss for the 103rd, Christian Marcus for the 105th, Todd Smallenberg for the 106th State House District, and Neil Friske in the 107th. State Representative Neil Friske for the 107th. These are the people I have personally endorsed in these races. There's county clerk candidates. Timothy Jacobs for Mount Morenci. Darren Darga in the fall against the Democrat Anne Marie in Presque Isle County. Dar Olson, I believe Inverness Township in Emmett County. County Commissioner candidates, Brett Gooding, he's going to come on in the third hour with us. He's at his day job right now. He'll be joining us from 11:15 to 11:30. I'm supporting John Studer for Sheboygan County Sheriff. Randy Kloss for Emmett County Sheriff. I'm supporting county commissioners in other races. Sheboygan, the city of Sheboygan, Robert Hankinen. Vote for Robert Hankinen for the city of Sheboygan County Commissioner. Mike Carl, Sheriff for Mount Morenci. These are people that I have vetted, I have looked at, and said, we need change. So I personally endorsed them. Now, you have to ask yourself a very important question here when it comes to this Democrat nomination for president. Why has Gretchen Whitmer not endorsed Kamala Harris? Why hasn't Barack Hussein Obama endorsed her? Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the U.S. Senate Majority Leader. Because they plan on an open convention, a floor fight, in August in Chicago. Now, one thing that Robert Kennedy Jr. mentioned with Jesse Waters last night was a very interesting point. It's kind of interesting. Sunday night, Fox News had their complete lineup. Laura Ingraham, Sean Hannity, Jesse Waters, they all had a Sunday night show. Normally, they're Monday through Friday, they get the weekends off. This was such huge breaking news, they all collectively decided to do their show. Now, it's very interesting, because in the interview with Robert Kennedy Jr., he said, all you got to do, folks, is go back to 1968 in Chicago, ironically. Lyndon Baines Johnson withdrew from the race, withdrew from the running, was not going to run for re-election. They ended up having a floor fight, a major floor fight. There was rioting outside the convention center. There was rioting inside the convention center. People bled. Chairs were thrown. Fists were thrown. There was fights on the convention floor. Total chaos. Of course, they ended up picking Hubert Hoover for their candidate, and he got his butt kicked by Nixon. Why? Because the Democrats didn't want to have anything to do with him. The point is this. Millions of people went to presidential primaries across the country. They voted in a Democrat primary. They voted for Joe Biden. As much as the Democrats talk about saving the democracy, we can't elect Donald Trump because he'll destroy democracy, which we don't even have in this country. We have a constitutional republic, but that's their terminology, that's their phrase, that's their talking points, that's what they use. Well, guess what? Take democracy, if you're a Democrat, and shove it. Why? Because the person that won the primaries of all these states, rules were changed, elections were moved up, to basically prevent Robert Kennedy Jr. from being a Democrat to run against Biden. Other candidates were not allowed to run. Basically, the anointment of him, the anointing of Biden, took place. He won the primary. He won Michigan. He ran the table and won every single state by a vote of the Democrats who voted in the presidential primary. Remember, it got moved up to February 27th, caused some problems for the Republicans, but they worked it out. We had all of our delegates in Milwaukee at the RNC convention. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what the will of the people voted for if you're a Democrat. The polling has shown, based on the horrific, disgusting, despicable debate performance that Joe Biden did 3.5 weeks ago against Donald Trump, based on the convention, the RNC that they had, the failed assassination attempt against Trump, the numbers were clear. No path to victory for Joe Biden. He was going to lose, and he was going to lose badly. So what does the Democrat machine do? They boot him off as being the candidate, their nominee, after millions of Democrats' people voted for him. Doesn't matter what the people want. Doesn't matter what the vote was. Doesn't matter what democracy said in the elections. We know best. We're going to handpick the candidate. And I believe they're going to do it at their convention. history is going to repeat itself. There is no way Kamala Harris is going to be their candidate. Why? Because she polls even worse than Biden does against Donald Trump. Donald Trump was going to easily beat Biden, and he can easily beat Harris. The numbers go down with her being the candidate. Her woke agenda, her policies are worse than Biden's. She is the DEI queen of Democrat politics. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. The Green New Deal. She actually raised money to get protesters out of jail that were burning police stations. Remember the events that took place the summer before the election of 2020? Vice President Kamala Harris started a GoFundMe for these rioters, posting bail for them, getting them out of jail. A few of them, when they got out on bail, actually committed murder. They took it to the next level. Kamala Harris helped them get out of jail. You don't think Donald Trump and his campaign is smart enough to run those type of commercials? This woman is absolutely more progressive, more woke than Biden. Donald Trump will beat her easily. And Gretchen Whitmer and Barack Hussein Obama and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer know it. That's why they have not endorsed Kamala Harris. This convention in August in Chicago very well may repeat history, folks. This could be 1968 all over again. And with a messy convention, a floor fight, tossing Kamala Harris aside, and all that money that she's raised and that Biden Harris has raised, I believe $92 million on their books, it's not going to be able to be transferred to the eventual candidate. They're going to have to start over in August, preparing for a November 5th election against Donald Trump. J.D. Vance, who raised a ton of money, have unity within the Republican Party going into November 5th election. This is going to be very, very, very interesting. We'll get to your text messages on the other side. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Yes, I knew it all along. I'd have to come back home. 'Cause it's living on the road only made me tired.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Text message alert email to the radio station from MERS News Service during the break. As I was heading out of that last segment, literally 10:48 a.m., Governor Gretchen Whitmer told reporters today after a press event at the Capitol, she is not leaving Michigan. In response to a question whether she would consider running as the leading Democratic presidential candidate, Kamala Harris's vice president running mate, Whitmer said, "I'm not leaving Michigan," before ducking into her security vehicle following an event recognizing the commissioning of a naval vessel named after the city of Lansing. "I'm proud to be the governor of Michigan. I've been consistent. I know everyone is always suspicious and asking this question over and over again. I know you're doing your job, but I'm not going anywhere." Whitmer then, this was 10:48, 4 minutes ago, announced her endorsement of Vice President Kamala Harris through her Fight Like Hell Political Action Committee and implied she would not step down as governor of the state of Michigan. When asked by a reporter, "What took you so long to endorse Harris following President Joe Biden's decision Sunday afternoon not to seek the nomination and him endorsing Harris, his vice president, as his successor?" Whitmer then said, quote, "I think everyone was surprised by the news yesterday. Even though there was a lot of conversation about it, including the co-chairs of his campaign, I wanted to take a minute to check in with all of my colleagues, let the dust settle, and be proud to endorse the vice president to be our next president." Her endorsement of Harris came the same time that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker of Minnesota and Governor Tim Walz of Wisconsin, Governor J.B. Pritzker, Michigan, he's from Illinois, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. They all endorse Harris, which of course is the surrounding states to the Great Lakes. Harris has our full support, and she's fired up. In Vice President Harris, Michigan voters have a presidential candidate they can now count on to focus on lowering the costs, restoring their freedoms, bringing jobs back, improving our supply chains from overseas to back home, and building an economy that works for everybody, said Whitmer. Very interesting. I no sooner talk about it, and during the break, the governor fully comes out and endorses Harris. Now that leaves Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. The machine that has basically, I believe, been running this White House for the last 3.5 years anyway. So we'll see where that goes. $92 million, where does that go? Well, technically, it was raised for the Biden-Harris campaign. Biden withdraws his name from the nomination. Harris steps up, takes over the nomination. She gets to use the $92 million. That's where it's coming from. That's what Joe and Wolverine was asking. That's in addition to supposedly the $60 million she raised on her own just yesterday. Rob and Sheboygan, the way I see it, they're going to make Harris the candidate, perhaps even making her the president. Then she is going to pick Clinton to be vice president. No, that's never going to happen. Hillary is done. Too old, long time, politically dead candidate. Hillary will not be involved as a candidate. Not going to happen. Can't make Barack vice president because he's already served as president for 2 terms. He is constitutionally not able to be president. Vice president needs to be a person that could be elevated to president in the event the president dies in office. Barack is not eligible to be vice president. Not going to happen. The Obama that they're going to be pushing is Michelle. Yes, she has said publicly she's not interested, will not do it, won't do it, can't make me do it, will not do it. That is a load of crap. They are prepping her to be the dark candidate, literally and figuratively, at the convention. A black woman, a true black woman. Not Kamala, not any other black woman out there, Michelle Obama. She has very high polling numbers within the Democrats. They think she'd be a good candidate to debate Trump. My pick is Michelle Obama at the convention. It'll be a floor fight. Gretchen Whitmer may have screwed up by endorsing Harris this morning. But we shall see. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicki and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and